everybody doing? Getting ready for the holiday season?
Yeah.
All right, let me see. What message should I preach? I guess I'll preach all of them. Should always eat before you come to church. Proverbs chapter number 18. See if we can make sense of this by the grace of God. By the grace of God, Father. Mm. Proverbs 18:21. Mm. And Acts chapter 17. Proverbs 18, verse 21. The Word of God says, look what he says here. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. Pretty powerful statement. I'm going to turn to the book of Acts. At the beginning of that verse is what I want you to see. The devil knows that. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. They that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. We're going to look in Acts now in chapter 17. Look at this in verse 16 and see where we're going to go with this. It's a battlefield. The battlefield, amazing truth, has to do with the power of the tongue. Acts chapter 17, beginning in verse number 16. Now while Paul waited for them at Athens, big metropolis over there in Greece with a lot of people recognized as being academia, intelligentsia, the wizards of smart. This is where they all hung out. Now while Paul waited for them at Athens, his spirit was stirred in him when he saw the city wholly given to idolatry. This is where they made idols, gods, images. The God makers, they're coming out of here. People that know what's best. People who know the real, true gods, they're going to come out of here. Therefore disputed he in the synagogue with the Jews, with the devout persons, and in the market daily with them that met with him. And some said, what will this babbler say? Others, some, he seemeth to be a setter forth of strange gods, because he preached unto them Jesus and the resurrection. And they took him and brought him here onto, this is what we're going to, I call this message. They brought him onto Areopagus. This is the Areopagus. It's the high court of Athens, the supreme tribunal. If you know anything, this is where you go. They brought him there and they say, may we know what this new doctrine of doctrine whereof thou speakest is? Verse 20. He says in verse 20, for thou bringest certain strange things to our ears, we would know, therefore, what these things mean. For all the Athenians and strangers which were there spent their time in nothing else but either to tell or to hear some new thing. You know what the Areopagus is? It's the news media. Exactly what it is. The God makers, the King makers, they decide what the news is, what the real news is, not to a Bible believer. Then Paul stood in the midst of Mars Hill and said, ye men of Athens, I perceive that in all things you are too superstitious. What a way to speak to this group. For as I passed by and beheld your devotions, I found an altar with this inscription, to the unknown God, whom therefore ye ignorantly worship. What a way to speak to this group. Him declare I unto you. These people think they're smart. God that made the world and all things therein, seeing that he is Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hands, neither is worshipped with men's hands, as though he needed anything, seeing he giveth to all life and breath and all things. And hath made of one blood all nations of men, for to dwell on all the face of the earth, and hath determined the times before appointed, and the bounds of their habitation. God's the news. Yeah. What God's doing is the news. That they should seek the Lord, if haply they might feel after him and find him, though he be not far from every one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being, as certain also of your own poets have said. For we are also his offspring. For as much then as we are the offspring of God, we ought not to think that the Godhead is like unto gold or silver or stone, graven by art and man's device. And the times of this ignorance God winked at, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent. Because he hath appointed a day in the which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained, whereof he hath given assurance unto all men, and that he hath raised him from the dead. They are dumbfounded. He just stood up and started teaching. They had no idea he had the oratory skills that he displayed when he began to speak. You remember Paul, this little fella? Beaten up already? Amen? He's been beaten up many times before he gets here. Got no money, no fancy clothes, or nothing. He stands up and he starts speaking. And they're all just listening, like a bunch of owls on a perch. And when they heard of the resurrection of the dead, some mocked. And others said, we will hear thee again in this matter. So Paul departed from among them. And note this, certain men clave unto him. Some people get saved in the news media. But the majority of them don't and aren't. And believed, among the which was Dionysius, the Areopagite. See that? He's part of the Areopagus. And a woman named Damaris, and others with them. So, some people get saved. Not many of them. I want you to notice that phrase, to the unknown God. We're going to kind of mention that as we go through 3 points here. This place called the Areopagus is an area in Athens. Where there's rocks landscaping this environment. And it was there that they paid homage to a god called Ares. Areopagus, that's where he got it from. It's the Greek god of war. Battlefield. The news media is at war with the truth. And don't think they're not, because they are. Amen? Anything that's not glorifying God or used to glorify God, whatever your talent is being used against. If you're not for me, you're against me. It's what it is. Ares was the son of Zeus, the Greek mythological god of war. It was supposedly here, the Areopagus, this high court area, that Ares was tried by the gods for the murder of Areopagus. They all have these weird names in Greek mythology. The son of Poseidon. Even the gods of mythological, stories have their gossip, their news media that they're addicted to. Amen. Since then, the Areopagus became the High Court of Appeals after that supposed legendary period of time for criminal and civil trials and discourses. He talks and calls it not just the Areopagus in verse 22. He calls it Mars Hill. Mars Hill is the equivalent in Roman culture. The god of war. Amen? Paul says you're too superstitious. This god of war. Two is the Germanic god, just as a point to I find interesting. So we get our word Tuesday. Two. All the names of our weekdays are named after gods. The sun god, the moon god. Tuesday. See? You got Wednesdays. What are they? One of them is Mars. One of Jupiter, I think, is Thursday. Thursday and Friday is the god of love, and Saturday has to do with Saturn. They're all pagan gods. I just find that interesting. It has to do with the god of war. Right in our weekly calendar, we're confronted with the pagan god of war. Week after week after week, day after day after day. What we're going to do today is we're going to discuss and expose, hopefully, one of the most hellish and fiendish and slanderous tools of Satan. It is the news media. And don't think it isn't, because it is. They propagate lies. It's how they make their living. He calls them Epicureans. But those are, brother, Epicureans are gluttons. 1914, John Swinton, editor of the New York Times, admitted that the most influential members of the media establishment have brought up and are now owned body and soul by the secret elite. There's no such thing as an independent press in America. This is back in 1914. Amen? Not a man among you dares to utter his honest opinion. You know beforehand that it would never appear in print. It is the duty of the New York journalist to lie. Amen? To toady at the feet of mammon. That's money. The Epicureans. We are the tools and the vassals of the rich behind the scenes. We are marionettes. These men pull the strings and we dance. Our time, our talents, our lives, and our capacities are all the property of these men. We are intellectual prostitutes. Epicureans. They sell themselves. They have these jobs that they have because they lean far towards the left. Brother, if you've read the news media, you know what I'm saying is true. Mm-hmm. It's a battle. It doesn't mean there aren't saved people in the news media, but the vast majority of them, by their own professions, hate God. Amen? They're against this book. Don't think they aren't, because they are. They promote the news of what we're supposed to be talking about, how we're supposed to think, shaping our minds and our opinions. Amen? Not to a Bible believer, they don't. And he calls them the Stoics. I mean, you get the, they're supposed to be unbiased, just serious minded people that are unbiased, wanting to present, you know, the truth. And if you didn't see any of the media moderations of the debates this last year, you would have missed something that was as open a portrayal of bias as you could be, but pretending to be unbiased. With the debates in the presidential campaign. Stoicism. That Candy Crowley, the chief political correspondent of CNN. Amen? That's the first time in our American history that a debate mediator challenged openly. Yeah. Amen? Somebody that's debating another person, not them. Say, what is that? Well, that was Stoicism. You'll see it come Christmas. It's Stoicism. It's false. It's a surface love for God. Then you'll see it New Year's Eve. The reality of their love for God, their gods, are not the same gods as the gods of the Bible.
Amen.
Amen? The God of the Bible, Jesus Christ. And that's what I want to bring home and drive home as we go through this. Let's bow our heads and have a word of prayer. Lord, there's no way I could accurately or in an organized way depict any message of truth. I need your Holy Spirit. We ask that you would just give us an open heart today, Lord, to recognize in a fresh way, gospel means good news. Mm-hmm. And all news of the world is revolving around that, as far as you're concerned. News that has meaning and significance, even in our own lives. Help us remove the clutter and the garbage of the media that clouds our minds of what really is important. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. The left wants you to think that the cultural changes that have taken place in America since the 1960s have done nothing but progress us forward to a brave new world. They've done everything in their power to dumb down our children, undermine our families, rewrite our history, and promote obscenity and immorality everywhere they can. Say, what is that? The Areopagus. Tell us some news. We'll make sure everybody understands it after we understand it. That's the idea. The ideas that now dominate our educational system are focused on removing God and His influence from every part of our culture. Curtis Bowers, 2010. Documentary. Amen? I'm not saying this. They say it. The media knows it. They know it. We're going to look at three very quick things. First thing you're going to see, I want you to notice and recognize, is in verse number 19. It has to do with the shaping. Shaping the truth of reality. That's what the Areopagus does. They want us to shape minds like they're mush pads. Amen. He said in verse 19, may we know what this new doctor, they're fixated on news. May we know? It's gossip to them. Let us determine it, how valid it is, how true it is. Verse 20, for thou bringest certain strange things to our ears. We would know, therefore, what these things mean. We're going to interpret. the news and feed you and tell you what's important to know. We'll feed your minds. Just trust us. Verse 21. And therefore, strangers which were there spent their time in nothing else but either to tell or to hear. What? Some new things. What's that? After they know, therefore, what they mean. See, after they hear, then interpret, then they tell us. It's the news media. That's what the Areopagus is. You and I need to know that, need to recognize that, and understand that. Brother, it's a war. It's a war. You don't have to turn there, but, you know, regarding the tongue, the Bible says in Proverbs 21, the getting of treasures by a lying tongue is a vanity tossed to and fro. Them that seek death. Just back and forth and back and forth and figuring this thing over and over and over, shaping the truth of reality. In order for the placebo effect to be effective, people taking the placebo need to believe that it's true. Isn't that something? It can't work if you don't. There's a man that said, tell a lie big enough, keep repeating it often enough, and people will eventually come to believe it. The truth is the greatest enemy of the state. Who said that? Who said all of that? Mr. Goebbels, or Goebbels, however you pronounce his name, I don't know, that German fellow, who was the propaganda master of the Nazi regime. Yes, he was, brother. Amen. Knew what he was talking about. It's just, it frightens me with this, what I see happening, not just on a continental scale, on a global scale. See? This isn't just about the USA. This is about the NWO, the New World Order. Mm-hmm. We're watching this thing unfold. Amazing. And the mass minds of man are being shaped by the media of what reality is. There's a whole new definition of words coming out, brother. Amen? 1933 to 45, the leadership of Germany, the man that was voted in power, you know him, Adolf Hitler. Where once the great Martin Luther walked and thundered the message of the good news. But eventually it got watered down and rejected. And new news came to replace the good news. Sound familiar, brother? Amen? He was voted into office. Propaganda acquired negative connotation through the Nazi regime. Brother, he's responsible for millions of murdered people, and he never pulled the trigger. Life and death are in the power of the tongue.
Amen, brother.
The Areopagus. The head of Germany's Ministry of Public Enlightenment, Dr. Joseph Goebbels, became the archetype of what is modern-day media spin doctors. They're just feeding people lies and saying it's reality over and over and over, and people are believing it. Over and over and over. They use the media to shape and conform reality in the public conscience. It's frightening. Look at this in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 frightens me when I think about this. The Bible says we're not to be conformed to this world, but transformed by the renewing of what? Somebody's battling for your mind. Amen? To shape you, to conform you to a lying definition of what reality is. Amen? You know what reality is? You have a soul that's going to live somewhere forever. Amen? And if you don't know the good news, no other news you know is worth knowing. Amen?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ is it.
Amen.
You get him wrong, doesn't matter. What shall a proper man if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Frightening. Frightening what I see happening. You're watching it just like me. 2 Thessalonians chapter number 2. The truth of reality is being redefined. Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil. Mm-hmm. Oh man, I'm so glad I'm a Christian.
Amen.
Yeah, brother, look, but Christians are falling asleep. Come on, brother.
Yeah.
I mean, you got Bibles, they don't even have the word drunkard in them anymore. Mm-hmm. Or Lucifer. Or Calvary. You know, they've taken these words, whoredoms. They've taken them out. Amen. Why? They're softening them up. Why? For the moral definition of the news media. Amen. That's serious business. 2 Thessalonians chapter number 2. Oh yeah, but I believe in Lucifer. They've taken it out. Amen. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. It's frightening to me when I see this. Verse number Look what he says in verse number 11. He says, and for this cause, look at verse 10, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they received not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. For this cause God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie. Do you see what's happening?
Yeah.
There is a worldwide delusion that's just shadowing and enveloping and embracing and choking and strangling and redefining to the mind of the world we live in what reality is. Amen, brother. Mm. It frightens me. The truth of reality. Temporal is more real than eternal, even though everybody knows they're going to die.
Yeah.
Isn't that frightening? Outward is more valuable than inward, even though everybody knows you're going to rot. Mm. Amen? Brother, we're just worm food, our bodies. That's all it is. Come on. Amen? You say, what's that? That's reality.
Yeah.
Don't tell me Christians aren't real. They don't face up to reality. Sure I do. I face up to reality. I'm dying and I want the answer to death.
Amen.
Jesus Christ is it. a lie becomes more believable than the truth. Frightening, frightening, frightening. Mass man is losing their individual identity. They have laser holographs that can cut up hundreds of pieces of an image, shining here and cutting up and shining it all over the place. Each piece mimicking mirror images of the original. But they're all make-believe. They're all make-believe. They're lies. Imagined reality. Imagine there's no heaven. Right? I think somebody sang that song, didn't they?
Yeah.
Amen. Somebody who imagined they would be more popular than Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Say, what's that? That's a lie.
That's right.
That's redefining reality. Shaping reality by redefining reality. That's the Areopagus. Bombs, rockets, taxes, fiscal cliffs. Whoever thought about a fiscal cliff till about 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
Amen? What's a fiscal cliff? Who cares about a fiscal cliff?
Right.
Amen?
Right.
No, I'm just trying to feed my family next week. Amen?
No.
Got through this week by the grace of God. Wars, laws, disasters, taxes up and down, and the value of your property, and the NFL, and the NBA, and who's in the movies, and education. It's not public education anymore. It's government education.
There you go.
Yeah. Haven't you noticed that?
Yeah.
Amen. We'll tell you what to think, what to think about, what to talk about, what to believe about. We'll do that. How come? We're the Areopagus. We'll get the news, we'll interpret it, and then we'll tell you what it says. Amen. You got to be careful, brother, of what you read. Amen.
Yeah.
You are what you eat. In Mein Kampf, Hitler acknowledges words are what will bring about change. Fahrenheit 451, somewhere in the 1950s, that book became a movie about outlawing books. Amen? What? In order to control people. You outlaw certain things that you don't want them to think about so that you can compel them only to think about the things you don't outlaw. Amen? That's why God's outlawed in the schools. Sure, brother. Here's something. Come on. The Ten Commandments, outlaw. Fahrenheit 450. Supposedly that was the where you would have combustion, automatic combustion of book paper. Fahrenheit 451. Huh. All Quiet on the Western Front was banned during Hitler's reign in Germany. They talked about World War One, the evils of World War One, the Germans. Themes were purposely inserted repeatedly into the minds of the people. There were anti-Semitic cartoons and intellectual falsehoods. Over and over, all of a sudden the Jews became the enemy. Amen? They had the great media hoax. The news media was permitted to visit during Adolf Hitler's reign, one of their concentration camps. Theresienstadt. You know, they did Stadt. That like guttural speech. Theresienstadt. A propaganda film was made to show how the concentration camps weren't that bad. The Jews were kindly protected and cared for by the Third Reich.
Yeah.
After they made that film, which seemed to be a success, after they shot it, the filmmaker and almost the entire cast were deported to Auschwitz. I like that. Amen. That's the news media, brother. That's the news media. Get rid of them. That's right. Books and paintings and radio. There's a rewriting of history. People are even doubting and questioning whether the Holocaust really happened.
Right. Yeah.
Amen? Broadcast. Adolf Hitler's fifth column. That's what the news media, that's what the Areopagus is. It's a battleground. Wake up, brethren. We're in a battle. A battle for man's soul. I mean, everybody thinks about and recognizes Pilgrim Progress. John Bunyan, one of the greatest books ever written. I think he's one of the most popular printed books outside of the Bible. Amen? They don't realize he wrote a number of books. One of them was called Holy War.
Yeah, that's right.
The Battle for Man's Soul. The Battle for Man's Soul. It was Karl Marx. You know, the man that killed millions of his own people? That the news media loves and adores, just like Castro? Amen?
Yeah.
That's right. You got to recognize what's going on. They're shaping reality. They're calling lies truths. And truths lies. He said their religion is the opium of the masses. The first requisite for the happiness of the people is the abolition of religion. Brother, you're talking about hundreds of millions of people have died and been murdered by leftist ideology. Political war machines put in power and protected by the news media. The Areopagus. We'll tell you what to think. The New York Times, the National Geographic Evolutionary Stand, the Associated Press, the Wall Street Journal, Newsweek, Time Magazine, LA Times, Ted Turner, Chris Matthews, CNN, ABC, PBS, CBS, NBC, Wallace, and Anderson Cooper, and Dan Rather, and Bob Costas is on board now, amen? Being a mouthpiece for the Areopagus. Using an NFL halftime to promote anti-gun thoughts. Amen? But the guns never killed anybody. It's people that kill people with guns. And knives. Amen? And all other kinds of weapons. It's the people the problem is with. Not the guns. Keith Olbermann, Bill Meyer. Castro said we cannot for a second abandon propaganda. Propaganda is the heart of all struggles. He's a good man. His healthcare system is looked up as a good example. People believe it. Are you kidding me? The best healthcare system in the world has been America up until and through 2012.
Yeah.
Amen. Things are changing. Why? Because the Areopagus is shaping the definition of reality. Profanity is considered art.
Mm-hmm.
That's right, brother. They'll put Jesus Christ in a bottle of urine.
That's right.
Call it art. I call it profanity. Mm-hmm. Spanking children is called abuse. The Bible calls it chastening. Homosexuality, they're called significant others.
Mm-hmm.
Not in the Bible, they're not. They're called sodomites. Just take that word out of the Bible. And they do. Drunkards are called alcoholics. They've got a problem. It's a disease. It's a sickness. It's sin, brother.
Yes,
it's simple. It's not any more difficult than that. We're redefining reality.
Yeah.
Our minds are being shaped. Humanism is taking the place of Christianity.
Yeah.
Oh, you're not a Christian. Christianity is just a social welfare. That's what it's becoming.
Yeah.
You got to help people and do nice things and kind things. And, you know, who's the guy shaking the thing on
Salvation Army,
they don't even preach salvation anymore.
That's right.
Amen?
Mm-hmm.
Brother, I'll tell you, you got to be careful. I mean, dope heads, they're going to be running all over the place now. Amen?
Yeah.
Openly. Why? Because it's legally cool to be a dope head dude. In two states so far out of what, our 50 of them, right? They got more coming.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the Jew is the source of all our problems.
That's right.
The media depicts that.
Yeah.
They're the bad guys of what's going on in the Middle East. Brother, they're surrounded by all the bad guys of the Middle East.
Right.
They're the only good guys in the Middle East.
Yep.
Amen? Mutilation is considered decoration to our bodies. Isn't that incredible, amazing? Adultery just called an affair. Amen? I live with that person. You mean you're fornicating with that person? Amen? See how we're changing how people think by words? And the news media is using this. They don't love what's true. They love what's new. Journalistic integrity in mainline media is a myth. Just like the Areopagus. It's the mythological god of war. It's based on a lie. You and I need to recognize and understand that. Oh, let me preach another message here. Shaping the truth. Let's look at shifting the truth of responsibility. The unknown God. They don't want to know who he is. We saw in Acts, to the unknown God. You look back there in Acts chapter 17, what he says in verse number 23. They shift the truth. They can know who God is. This is amazing to me. Acts chapter 17, it says in verse 23, for as I passed by and beheld your devotions, I found an altar with this inscription, to the unknown God. They know who he is. They just don't want to know who he is. Because then they think they've shifted the truth of responsibility. They'll use words to do that. Excuse me. Paul says you're ignorant. He says in verse number 30, he says that all men everywhere have to what? Repent. See in verse 31, whereof he hath given assurance unto all men that he raised him from the dead. It's well known. Our God, and never forget this, our God is known.
Amen.
People that don't believe in our God know He's God.
Right.
They absolutely do.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Every one of them gives the date of their birth and their death based on the existence of our God, who they say doesn't exist, but who they deep down inside know is the only true God. They just don't know Him. He's the unknown God.
Yeah.
My God. And I know Him. Amen. And I know what the news really is. Amen. It's not Bieber. Amen. It's not Kardashian. Amen. It's not Joe Lee or Pitt. Amen. It's Jesus Christ.
Amen.
It's the Lord Jesus Christ. And every knee will know that, and every knee will bow down and confess that someday. Amen. Look at this in look at this again in 2 Thessalonians. Go back there and see this. They're shifting. They're not just shaping people's minds. They're shifting the truth of responsibility. The government's taking the place of God. The news media is taking the place of the Bible. Well, I know evolution's true. Why? Because I just read where they found this 300 million year old bone. Amen. Called it Lucy. Man, Lucille Ball would have a turn around in her grave. You know she was talking about. where did I say turn?
Second
Thessalonians. I tend to do that a lot. Second Thessalonians chapter number 2. Look at this.
Okay.
I want you to see this. The unknown God. They know He's God.
Mm-hmm.
Thessalonians chapter 2, see verse 10. With all deceivableness and righteousness in them that perish, because they received not the love of the truth, they didn't receive it. See in verse 12, that they all might be damned who believed not the truth. They received it, and they believed it, but neither one they did. They received it as a lie, they believed it as a lie. They received and believed something else to be the truth. They've shifted the responsibility. Frightening, frightening, frightening. He says in 2 Timothy chapter 4. Let me show you a couple verses on this. Because to me, you've got to understand this. This isn't a battle between us and them. It's God and the devil.
Yeah.
Whose side you on? Amen? They'll be battling to convince and reshape your mind how it thinks. The battle's not for you. You already won if you're a Christian.
Yeah.
Amen? 2 Timothy chapter 4, it says in verse 3, the time will come, they'll not endure sound doctrine. See, they got it. They don't want it. But after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itchy ears. They shall turn away their ears from the... See, the Bible says every nation shall be turned into hell.
Mm.
That forgets God.
Yeah.
It's got to be there first. They know He's God. People know He's God. They've just chosen not to believe it. Amen? Don't tell me they haven't. They absolutely have. Look at this in Romans chapter number 1. The Bible talks about their conscience being seared with a hot iron. Surely the mass media can't be wrong. Well, you're wrong, because they can be wrong. What did I say, turn?
Romans
1. Incredible, important. It was a man called Robert Herbert Thompson. Owns 180 newspapers, 290 companies, and an estimated $300 million is his value. not liquid, but his value. How much would you give for the New York Times? Like a flash, he answered, I think I'd mortgage my soul.
Wow.
Isn't that something? Listen to the sad echo from the rocky caverns of his lonely soul. I'm not close to anybody except for business. I just don't have a lot of personal friends. Died without Christ. Amen. At least by his own testimony. Hope he got saved. Jesus Christ wants to be our friend.
Amen.
Here's the news. Jesus Christ died for sinners. Amen. Good news. Amen. Romans chapter 1. Look at how this unfolds here in verse 18. The wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Verse 19. Because that which may be known of God, the unknown God. That which may be known of God is manifest in them. Verse 20, from the creation of the world are clearly seen, so that they are without excuse, because that when they knew God, I'm telling you right now, the unknown God doesn't mean that they can't know Him. It means they don't want to know Him. Because people know He's God. That's why they use His name as a cuss word. Mm-hmm. Amen? Mm-hmm. There's no power in using Buddha's name as a cuss word. Amen? Or Mohammed's name as a cuss word. Or Joseph Smith's name as a cuss word. It's the name of Jesus Christ mm-hmm. that's used as a cuss word. They know this. Amen? Have we diluted the simple gospel truth to just being a sinner's prayer formula without ever talking, making people think about repentance? Amen? It's not, brother, it's not just a bunch of words you repeat and bang, you're saved. That's not how it works. The embers of revival still await the movement of the Holy Spirit in the body of Christ. I remember just start burning again. But we've allowed the news media to just take the dust and ashes and cover up those red, firing hot embers of the Holy Ghost. I remember I had a relative that they enjoyed a cookout one night and having marshmallows and everything. The next day they went out there. Over the course of the night there was dust and looked like it was dead embers. I mean, the coal, they were all dead. And it was just dust and charcoal and you can put your hand, it was black, so on and so forth, and gray along the edges. So one of the kids jumped in the middle of this, you know, this fire area where the night before they were cooking. You know what was under that dust? Red hot embers. Just had to move the dead stuff on top. That's what God wants to do to you in our life. Amen? Brother, we can't let the news media shape what we worry about.
Right.
Amen? What we think about. What we plan for. What are your goals and objectives in life? Amen? Living just to retire? Well, there's nothing wrong with living and planning for retirement. Amen? But you better be living for eternity. Amen? Because that's what matters. Brother, everything else is just news. It's not true news. It's false news. It's lying. People all the time are shifting the truth of responsibility, using the news media to condone what is or isn't important. Say, well, the news media said, why is Tim Tebow so hated? By the news media.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's a lot of crummy football players. And he's not a crummy football player. Amen? But he's not as good as some other ones. They just knock him down and enjoy doing it. Why? The Tebow bow? Because he knows God. That's why. In the Media Research Center, they said if you put all the reporters on a truth serum, most of them vote, by and large, Democratic and strongly. 25 years on the New York Times, Steve Roberts said I could count on one hand. People of faith. You got media attacking the Boy Scouts. Why? Because they take a stand against homosexuality.
Yeah.
That's why. You got the media attacking the Roman Catholic Church. Why? Because of their stand on abortion.
Right.
Amen? 1995, the district court's threatening high school students not to mention Jesus Christ at graduation or they will be thrown in jail. Incredible. You can't even say Christmas anymore. We can. Amen? Why? Because we have news that is the true news. We have the good news of Jesus Christ. You've got the Duke lacrosse, you know, that whole rape scene turned out, it was a lie. It was incendiary, pitting races against races, people against people. You've got Chuck E. Cheese Schumer attacking a Roman Catholic judge saying this man is an embarrassment to be nominated. Why? Because he believed that babies in the womb had souls. Say, what's that? That's the news media putting that stuff out.
Yeah.
Amen? Castle Hills Baptist Church in Texas ran into zoning trouble. The media called them a cancer. Amen? anti-Tea Party people. They go to Tea Party places and hold up Obama is Hitler signs to show that Tea Party people are way far to the extreme.
Huh.
The people doing that weren't even Tea Party people.
Right.
The media prints it to one side, but not the other. Say, what's that? It's an agenda. They're shifting the truth of responsibility. It's the Christians. It's the conservatives. It's, you know, it's the Republican. Anybody but this liberal view that leans more and more leftist towards the realm of Satan's world. You know, the thief that's on the goats that are on the left side.
Mm-hmm.
They don't publicize the filth of the Occupy movement or Climate Gate cooked up data to stir the populace. It was all a lie to try to get people sympathetic to global warming and dump hundreds of million dollars into environmentally friendly forms of energy. Nobody knows where the money went. Amen. Death of little Mohammed Al-Dura. In the year 2000, you see, just recently the same thing happened with what's his name, Alex Cooper. What's that guy's name? Anderson Cooper. Amen. Did the same exact thing. No apologies. Israel shown with gunfire and bombs, so on and so forth. There's a little boy, apparently an innocent little boy, that died being shot upon in the Gaza Strip. The problem is, no such child ever existed. His name was Little Mohammed Al-Dura. He was a lie, fabricated by the media. What? Shaping a reality and shifting the truth of responsibility. You've got the violent rhetoric of conservatives that's the cause of the shooting of Gabriel Giffords. You got the Columbine shootings. The guns were the problem, not the anti-Christian murderers that killed those high school students or the rock music they were listening to. Amen. That's what caused it. Amen. You can watch films on that. You got our whole regime today of a president who's portrayed as having a halo shown above his head in pictures of the news media. Messianic voice tones in the background when he speaks. And he's called on one of the, just a week or two ago, our Lord and Messiah Obama. No, thank you. Amen. Say, what's that? It's a lie. Amen. It's not the Christians' fault that this world is collapsing and eroding. We're not causing this. We're the salt of the earth. This world's going to hell after the church leaves. Amen. God's going to open up the doorways of hell. Amen. The media sympathy for a mask at ground zero. That's nonsense. The military's just bad. The people that fail go into the military. Brother, 11% of soldiers. Only 11% of soldiers were shown to be in a survey 2011 were of lower income families. People, a lot of people are soldiers because they're patriotic, because they love our great country, what it stood for, what it was founded upon. A lot of them are Christians. Amen. Amen. The Areopagus, I'm telling you, it's at war. Planned Parenthood, the founders involving eugenics. Come on, brother, they put out a website, you know, announcing on the news media, we're proud to announce since 2006, we've had 12 successful adoptions. And how many millions of abortions?
Yeah.
Is that insane or is that insane? They're shifting the responsibility. They'll be held accountable. Amen. You've got that theater shooting in Colorado just happened recently. Amen. Supposedly he was a Tea Party conservative. His name was Jim Holmes. Blasted all the news media. The only thing is, it was the wrong Jim Holmes. Amen? They lied. Just like they lie about the wrong Jesus. That loves you no matter who you are. Even if you don't repent of your sins and trust Him as your Savior. Amen? Jesus saves everybody. No, He doesn't. Man, you tell me they haven't hoodwinked and beat down Sarah Palin? Why? I mean, we're supposed to, you know, all this bit, the media about, you know, lifting up women and so on. Yeah, but she's a Christian. She's a professing Christian. She's a bold Christian. Maybe that's why they hate her guts so much. Chick-fil-A, a restaurant based on biblical principles? Why aren't they going after KFC? Or Popeyes? Amen? Chick-fil-A, man. He's boisterous about God. We're going to go after him. You just got Trayvon Martin, all the business going to Occupy Wall Street and the healthcare chaos and Benghazi and Fast and Furious and Solyndra and global warming and alternative explanation, model explanations for creation versus evolution and the Fort Hood. You've just got a media mayhem. And all they're doing is shifting responsibility, saying, we're putting out the truth. You're the ones, you Christians, you Bible believers, you Bible thumpers. Ultimately, that's who they're going after. Because let's face it, brother, that's the majority of the conservative movement. They're Christians. Amen. Amen. Go back to Acts chapter 17. Just because he's the unknown God, you don't want to know him. You know who he is. Doesn't mean you won't know him. Because they will. Acts chapter 17. Look what Paul says here as we're coming to a conclusion. Paul sits there and he listens to what they're saying. Then Paul stood. You got to just picture, these are the elite, but these are academic, professing themselves to be wise. They boast in all their high degrees and how smart and intellectual they are, and the words they throw out and use. And Paul just stands up. He's a little fella. Amen? That's what his name means. It means little. And he stands up and he starts to talk and he starts to speak. And you know his body's been beaten up many times already as he's standing up there. And he stands up and he's not afraid at all. He listens to the tabloid. Mr. Tabloid Media. Oh, what matters in life is, you know, Bieber and Jolie and Powell and Kardashian and Swift and Aguilera and Lady Gaga, whoever else you want to talk about. These are the important things of life. Then he listens to Mr. Scientist and Evolution and we discovered this and we know this and we know this even though we don't know nothing. And then you got Mr. Technology with the phones and the computers and the gadgets and the digits and the widgets. And these are the things that are important in life that you should be talking about. Yes. Amen? Because we're dumping them into your heads and into your minds. Okay, says Paul, as he rises, it's my turn. Amen. Outwardly, not very impressive. And his oratory skills very quickly become evident. And I want you to picture the whole crowd as he looks at them, tied up before it's all over in black plastic garbage bags, just their heads sticking out. Amen. Not impressed with anybody. Amen. You're not that smart. You're not that wise. You're not intelligent. You don't even know who the true God is by your own confession. Amen. So you think I'm not able to know because you don't know? You're ignorant, he says. You're superstitious, he says. You're too superstitious, he says. You need to repent. God's winked at. He's given assurance. All men, listen to me. He commanded all men. He starts throwing out these words. And he's preaching to these people more and more and more. They're listening to him. They're like, wow, this guy, this is pretty incredible. What he's doing is he's sharing the truth. Using words. Respectably. And I think this is just amazing. Look in the book of James, chapter 2. See, gossip news is different than gospel news.
Yeah.
Babel news, they thought he was talking, they realized it's a whole lot different than Bible news. Bible news cuts, brother, like the sword. Amen. James chapter 2. Paper news is different reading than pulpit news. Because it's by the foolishness of preaching. God chose to save those that believe. James chapter 2. He says, it is amazing to me. Walks humbly forward, addresses these reporters, and he shares the truth respectably. My brethren, in verse 1, have not the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, with respect of persons. I've listened to all you reporters and what you've got to say. Let me ask you, who's believed our report? Right? And he says, these all having obtained a good report. Through faith! Through faith. And then he addresses them without respect of persons. Hey, Mr. Cameron, creator of all those fancy 3D movies. You're going to face the creator. You think you couldn't? He's the creator. He said when he was in school as a child, he never would read the Lord's Prayer. He's an atheist. How about Woody Allen, a.k.a. Mr. Sex Pervert? That's what he is. Amen? Of course, the media doesn't want you to know. They want you to think he's a funny guy. He's a sex pervert. To you, he says, I'm an atheist. To God, I'm the loyal opposition. That's what he says. He's going to know God. Just because you don't want to doesn't mean you won't. He's going to know who the true God is. Mr. Gandalf. You know, he's that respectable wizard on Lord of the Rings. Let me tell you something, brother. He's a devout atheist. He's going to get ringed by the Lord. Amen. Lance Armstrong. Bitter man. Hope he gets saved. Hope they all get saved. There's no need for faith, he says. Doesn't believe in God. Brother, it's the mercy of God that stripped him of all his crowns. Yeah. Except a man strive lawfully, he'll not be crowned. God did that so he doesn't miss out on salvation.
Hallelujah.
Crown of life, brother.
Amen.
Amen. That woman Moore says she's an atheist. If somebody says, what would you do if you find out you're wrong? She said, I'd look at God and say, wow, I was wrong. You really do exist. Period. You mean comma. And then he's going to cast you into lake fire. Pretty frightening, isn't it, brother? Sharing the truth of respectability, Warren Buffett, Ken U. Reeves, and Billy Joel, and Charlie Chaplin, and Harry Potter, whatever his real name is, Ratcliffe, something like that, amen? They could all sum up with what Hepburn said, I'm an atheist, and that's it! No, it's not. Just because you don't want to believe in God doesn't mean that you won't. Because you will be a Bible believer, one way or another. With all due respect, as he addresses this crowd of Areopagus and the garbage bags tied up to their neck, Mr. Matthews, there's something on the side of your mouth. I think it's a smirk. God's going to do something about that. Mr. Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton, I mean, you keep repeating your tone, and there's something hanging over your head. I don't know what it is over there. Oh, yeah, that's right. It's your past, because you're not a reverend. And God knows that. Every idle word that men shall speak, they'll give account thereof. Things they have done in the darkness, God's going to bring to light. The news media stand pale next to the glorious light of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. Mr. Mayor, Major, whatever his name is, Majors on the Minors. There's something on your eyebrow over there. Your comic depictions of Christianity. Oh, never mind. That's just haughtiness. That's what that is. God's going to wipe that thing off his brow. Amen. You're not going to get away with it, brother. Newsweek stated the end of Christian America. It's a good thing. Newsweek is really weak news. It's not the end of Christianity. Amen? The Areopagus is not going to win. God already won, brother.
Hey.
The good news is the good news. Not hope it's the good news. It's a war on God. It's a war on the Bible. It's a war on Christianity and Israel. Choose you this day whom you will serve. I mean, I read a story. Which one is it right here? Not that one. It's this one. Here's a fellow. One day a fairy came to a man and told him she would grant him favor if he would just one wish. And the man thought a few minutes. He said, I wish I could see a newspaper 1 year from now. The news media. So I could know the future. Man, he was quickly read what it said, and in years he put all his financial investments on this stock that he knew was going to win based on the news media. Leaping from a chair, hooray, I'm worth $15 million a year from now. Then curiously turning over to the next page of the same news media, he read the obituary page. And he realized he died 2 days earlier. Say, what's that? That's the news media. Just because you don't want to know God doesn't mean you're not gonna.
Yeah.
You sure enough are, brother. You and I need to recognize and realize this. Who cares about the fiscal cliff? I couldn't care less, brother.
Amen.
I'd say the bottomless pit is something you better be afraid of.
Yeah.
Amen. Or the Academy Awards. Who cares? I said, judgment seat of Christ, something you better be thinking about. So-and-so's wedding and so with a perfect wedding coming up. Who cares, brother? I mean, I'm thinking about the marriage of the Lamb.
Yeah.
Why? Because I'm his wife, amen? What about Wall Street and the stock market and all the riches of Dow Jones and retirement? So, what about the riches in Jesus Christ?
Amen.
What's shaping your mind? What news? Brother, the world, this is bad. This is all bad news, amen? During the early days of the war, a little group of people was shipwrecked on a desert island in the middle of the Pacific. Many weary months passed by, a ship saw their plight, sent a boat ashore to rescue them. The boat didn't land at once. One of the sailors was told by his captain, throw a bundle of newspapers on the beach. Shouting from the captain, giving him this message, after you've read these newspapers, the captain wants to know, do you still want to be rescued? Brother, the news media has no hope.
Yeah.
If that's what's feeding your mind, you're talking about doomsday.
Yeah.
Amen? Gloomsday. Amen? I'm talking about boomsday when that trumpet blows, brother.
Yeah.
Somebody was playing the trumpet. That's what I was thinking about. The rapture's going to happen. Amen?
Yeah.
Do you really want to stick around that long? Amen. Don't let the news media shape your mind.
Amen.
They're the Areopagus, and they're at war against God.
Mm.
Lord, I just pray that we could have driven this message home. Why, Lord, to strip away the false hope.
Mm-hmm.
The world only tries to depress Christians.
to silence us. We could stand up like Paul, Lord. Look at people, not in the outward appearance. Listen to the words they're saying. They're lies. They don't even stand up to the single verses of the scripture. Just blow them all to smithereens. We look forward to Jesus Christ coming back. And we look forward to reading the Word of God more and seeing and understanding and learning about the good news of the gospel and what truly belongs to us. Because this world is not our home. And I pray this would be the heart desire of those as we leave today in Christ's name. Amen.
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 Amen.